Item 10, from Corporation Counsel requesting authorization to amend a contract with Bulow, Vedder, Bukema, Olson, and Valit LLC, resulting in an increase of $50,000 to represent the county in labor relations matters. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
You get this one, Mr. Yep. Grady? All right. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, just a little bit of history. It's in the documents, just to reiterate or highlight it. This contract was entered into with Milwaukee County back in 2010, and it got substantially larger in 2011 and 12 in particular, primarily related to the lawsuit over furlough days, where they were one of the retained counsel for one of the various parties in the case. Over time, with the transition in our office and the loss of particularly Attorney Shawey, who did a lot of this work in our office, we were relying on this firm for a period of time as a sort of a transitional measure. More recently, we've been attempting to use them less and bring more of that work back in-house and perform it ourselves. And so what you see is a contract that has grown large over time. It's been through several series of amendments and was last approved in September of last year for a total price of $375,000. We're asking for an additional $50,000. Quite frankly, that's a bit of a guess on our part on what we might need next year. The memo sets forth the three matters that they are still working on today. The first one relates to an arbitration award. That case I am expecting to be done any day now unless the Sheriff's Association appeals, which I'm not expecting. And the other two, the retiree health matter is sitting sort of in abeyance because of the other lawsuits that are related to the health care, so that's just sort of stagnant right at the moment. And the last one is a prohibited practice complaint where the hearing has been held and they're just finishing up briefing for the arbitrator. So I'm hopeful that all three of these cases will terminate in 2014 and that our usage of the firm will substantially decrease. I have just very rough numbers for you that in out of the $375,000 that was authorized, approximately $40,000 of that was spent in 2010, approximately $200,000 was spent in 2011, approximately $85,000 in 2012, and approximately $50,000 this year. So you can see from that high point in 2011, we have been declining usage, and it's our goal to decrease the usage of this. I also indicated in agenda setting that if we still need this firm beyond 2014 or this kind of service, we are probably going to have to look at doing an RFP at that point if we're going to continue going on further. And so it is our goal to decrease the usage of the firm as much as possible. I still like having them there so that I can rely on them personally to on complicated issues or to bounce Act 10 issues off of them. But I do expect a decrease in usage for them in the future. If the funds aren't needed, they will drop to the bottom line next year. Okay. The funds for this are coming out of the 2013 litigation reserve account.
Supervisor Weisham.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I look at some of this stuff, and I think a lot of people think with Act 10 that things have gotten less complicated. I would argue that they've gotten more complicated on a lot of issues, and I think even the board, when we reconstructed our committee structure with the kind of decision that kind of downgraded personnel from an independent committee. In these times, like I said, things have not gotten simpler. They've gotten more complicated, and I totally understand why now we have to and have had to bring in more outside counsel on these issues. So I would hope that the board just in general would take a more serious look at our labor practices and how we look at personnel issues, because we seem to go and make a lot of changes and think that legal services are somehow free. And as you see, we've spent $400,000 and potentially $425,000 in the last 3 years. where I can tell you if I would have said I wanted to set a work program that was going to cost Milwaukee County $400,000 over the next 3 years, they'd be on talk radio screaming the high hell that some crazy socialist on the board, you know, wants to give away money. But we seem to have a jobs program for lawyers when it comes to on this stuff.
It's part of the 250,000 jobs.
Right. You know, exactly. So if we, I believe we need a motion to approve this. But like I said, I think that personnel matters have not been simplified through the actions of the state. And actually, they've complicated things quite a bit, and a lot of people don't realize that. And the price tag for that complication gets quite big. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Do we have a motion?
And I had a motion to approve in there.
You do? Okay. All right. We have a motion for approval by Supervisor Weishaupt. Seeing no other comments or questions on the motion for approval.
On the motion to approve, Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Weishaupt.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Seth Kunis.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Okay. On the all the following items are noticed.